Hello, everybody. George from Ireland. So I'm talking about Bonnie Tyler, that 1980s star. So wearing this really bad taste checked 1980s jacket. So Bonnie Tyler was summoned to the great big stage in the sky yesterday at the age of 75. And you can see those images of those big hair with a very done blow dry hairspray from the 1980s. Wow. What I hadn't realized till I read her obituary is she was actually born Gaynor Hopkins. All right, so she was a songbird. Now, the Welsh are only 5% of the British population, but of those who are famous singers, they're much higher than that. She was born near Neath, which is in between Swansea and Cardiff, or much closer to Swansea, really. So her dad was a miner, been in the army in the Second World War. Her mum was a housewife. They were six children in the family, a four-bedroom house. You'd be considered well off to have a four-bedroom house these days, but of course, back then, property was very affordable. The family was quite into music, all the stars at the time, and she was a Beatles fan like just everybody else. So she was not academic at all. She left education at 16, as was the norm in those days, without any O-levels. Okay, so she worked as a shop assistant. Her family was fairly religious, and they were into hymnody and so forth. So it was... a local talent contest when she realized that she had a gift for music that she could monetize, and she got a second place, and then she got more seriously into singing, and it was not just a hobby, this was actually making a bit of money. So she adopted a new stage name, Shireen Davis, because her surname Hopkins, she was often mixed up with Mary Hopkin, who was only a year older than her, another Welsh singer best known for Those Were the Days, where she read out to that Russian gypsy ballad. Okay, but you know, Mary Hopkin, I thought, was way better looking, had really hit it big being on the Ed Sullivan show in the United States when she just turned 18. All right, so coming back to our one, Bonnie Tyler, she's properly known. And then she was singing in Swansea a lot. She finally got an offer when she was in her mid-20s, a record deal and things like that. And that's where she started to become quite well known. Nor her songs made it into the charts. But the only thing a song that I have heard of is that one about Total Eclipse of the Heart. So she was on Top of the Pops, and Top of the Pops was a huge show in the 70s, started in the 60s. Jimmy Savile presented it in the 80s. I remember when I was little getting him mixed up with Jimmy Somerville, even though they don't really look like each other. Jimmy Savile was known to having hair down to his chin. Jimmy Somerville was as bald as a coot. Jimmy Somerville, Glaswegian, very short, left-wing extremist, pro-terrorist, absolutely totalitarian monster. Okay, but coming back to Bonnie Tyler, there are only like three television channels. So you've been on TV once, you were famous. So it was his live, was it a Saturday evening show, Top of the Pops? It ended about 20 years ago. But some of her lyrics are thought to be a bit too controversial, a bit too adult and so on. So she's popular in Germany as well. So yeah, she was a full-time musician from the mid-1970s. Coming out with various albums. The world is full of married men and so on. Okay, but so she, how would you say her style was made of very distinctive black and white a lot. She was always a slender woman, but that's it. So Total Eclipse of the Heart is where she is her real breakout song. So anyway, so Jim Steinman was her producer, and she did it with Rory Dodd, that song. So it's talk about a power ballad. And she had this rather screechy voice, but somehow it worked. Okay, so it was a smash hit, 13 million copies sold worldwide. It was number one in the United States for ages. Okay, we only got to, I think, to number three in the United States. So it's very popular in other countries and so on. She also did Holding Out for a Hero, which I hadn't realized that was her. And the other songs I can't really think about her, but those songs are were played a lot even 20 years later. So that was her. She was popular in France later in her career. Goodness, I mean, I think she had some work done and all the rest of it. So, yeah, she was from an Anglican family. She liked to give money away to charity and things like that against drug addiction. So she married Robert Sullivan, who was in property. So that was her married name. But she was performed as Bonnie Tyler, and they had no children. She had a miscarriage once. So she had a house in Portugal, went back and forth there an awful lot. She'd been seriously ill for a couple of months with intestinal programs, and that's it. She was into horses. She had loads of properties in New Zealand as well, and a dairy farm and things like that. So yeah, and then she died in Portugal, if I got that right. So there is her. Bonnie Tyler, got to listen to her again. So Bonnie's not her real name. Tyler's not her real name. Gaynor Sullivan would be quite a good name, or Gaynor Hopkins, but someone else should have taken Hopkins. That's it. Well, they don't make him like that anymore. Someone who was very authentic, was not crafted, was not sort of scouted, was not put together in a girl group. And she didn't really experience major musical success till her 30s. Thanks for watching my channel. Goodbye, and have a total eclipse of the heart. I'm holding out for a hero.